Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Trivial Warfare. We are the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. My name is Jonathan, and we have got an amazing episode set up for you. It is another all-movies episode. Today we have some of the best guests that we've ever had. We have two-time Emmy Award-winning movie critic Neil Rosen. We have internationally syndicated movie critic with close to 2 million listeners each week, Joanna Langfield. And we have Jonathan Mass, the chief editor for Shark Dropper Studios, and Kyle Appleyard, the host and voice talent on multiple Shark Dropper Studios shows. So guys, we're going to go head-to-head in some movie trivia action today. Does that sound pretty good?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so
did
now,
I mention I won 3 Emmys? Did I say that?
I didn't.
Hold on, Abby, bring me my Emmy over here. Seriously.
Now, you can't see on mine because my camera isn't working.
Now, right. Neil, you're the host of an awesome podcast called Sitting Around Talking Movies. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, we do a television show every week on New York One, which also can be seen nationally on Time Warner Cable. And that's a roundtable critic show where we look at, there's like 300 movies in your cable box every week. And other than Twilight or Harry Potter or Spotlight, most people aren't familiar with the obscure titles. They see Tumble Down in there, which is a movie that's on demand right now. They have no idea what that is. Every week we pick 10 movies that are coming onto the system, and we tell you what's worth seeing and what's not. The podcast is an after show to that television show. You do not have to watch the television show in order to understand the podcast. We have Bill Brigoli from CBS News Radio, Bill McCuddy, and generally a guest. And we discuss those same movies, as well as one or two new theatrical releases, as well as what's on demand.
Where can people find your show if they're interested in it?
They can go to blogtalkradio.com and, you know, type in Sitting Around Talking Movies, or they can go to Sitting Around Talking Movies / Neil Rosen, and they could find it that way. And it's also available on iTunes and numerous different platforms.
Perfect. Now, Joanna, you do quite a different show. I was very interested when I heard this. You do a show called Joanna Langfield's The Movie Minute. Tell me about that.
We found that it was an interesting challenge to take all of the current movies, my commentary on them, my commentary on things like the Oscars, and to squeeze it. I used to do a 4-hour long talk show, but now I'm doing The Movie Minute. So this is the syndicated show that I do. And you can find that, of course, on Blog Talk Radio or also on iTunes. And you can find it on my website, which is themovieminute.com. And I link to it on Twitter and Facebook and all that kind of stuff, too. But it's an interesting challenge to be able to get across to you what you need to know about these new releases and, frankly, whether they're worth your time and money. There are all sorts of things that we do in a very short, concise period of time for you. And that's called The Movie Minute.
Is it really just a minute?
It is just a minute.
That's amazing. That's very cool.
Yes, because everybody yells at me if I go over.
All right, now, Kyle and Jonathan, you guys are key players over at the Shark Droppers Network. Now, that's an interesting name, so I want you to explain that, and then tell me what you guys are doing over there.
Oh, boy. The Shark Dropper is a killer who drops sharks onto his victims via helicopter. Usually it's about some sort of a swimming pool or, you know, some apparatus that holds water.
Yeah, I think we were just sitting around one day trying to figure out what would be the most obscure way for a serial killer to create his MO, and that's kind of what we came up with.
And life imitating art, like I think a couple weeks ago that actually happened in Florida. Somebody dropped a shark into a swimming pool.
You didn't have anything to do with it, did you?
No.
Of course not. No. So what kind of shows do you guys do? Because a network, that means you have multiple shows, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have, I believe, 10 on the network
now. We got 10 shows.
Going along with the theme, we do have a strictly movie-based, I should say strictly B-movie-based podcast called Movies, Films, and Flicks. It centers around like B-movies, just kind of making fun of like the Kurt Russell's early 80s films of the world. But mainly, we're really focused on audio dramas right now. So like if you can think back into like the 1940s, 1950s era of radio, you know, sort of like your...
The
Shadow?
Yeah, like The Shadow,
exactly. And so we create these scripts and we create these universes where these characters exist, and we create a radio drama. Some are very funny, some are very obscene, some are horror-based. We do entire seasons of this, and we fill in the sound effects, and we compose our own music around it, and it gets very exciting.
Yeah. So now where can people find your work?
You can find us on Blog Talk Radio, just like everybody else on the show so far. All you have to do is type in Shark Dropper Studios. You can go to www.sharkdropper.com. But I would say our gem, if you want to really take a listen to what we do, is Doppel Avenue Hurt, and that's where my partner comes in. He is the voice talent behind the main character.
Outstanding. So now, guys, this episode is being released a couple of days before the Oscars. I want a Best Picture pick from you guys.
Spotlight will win Best Picture.
So Neil says Spotlight. Joanna, what are you thinking?
I hope you're right, Neil. I'm not thinking it, though.
You're thinking Big Short, right?
I know. Actually, I'm thinking Revenant. I'm not happy, but I'm thinking Revenant.
I'll bet you. I'll do a side bet with you. I'm telling you, Spotlight's going to win.
From your mouth, baby.
Because Spotlight is the kind of movie that has all the elements that the Academy really loves. You have a very important topic, which Academy members gravitate to. You have an incredible cast. It's really well directed. I can't see them giving it to The Revenant because, you know, it's not about – I mean, yeah, it's a guy that gets mauled by a bear by 15 minutes and he's – you know, and it's a revenge tale. I solidly, strongly believe that Spotlight will win.
Okay.
So now I want an answer from the Shark Dropper guys. Kyle and Jonathan, who's your Best Picture winner?
Personally, I believe The Revenant.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that.
You like bears eating people is what I'm hearing.
Two votes right here, Neil.
Wrong.
What concerns me about this is, especially this year, we know a little bit more specifically who's voting. It's all older white guys. All right? They're not going to want to see sexual abuse, especially with homosexual, you know, all that. They don't want it. I don't go there. But, a man taking on the elements and surviving and doing all this. They like that kind of stuff.
Just jot this down somewhere. You ready? Spotlight Best Picture, Leonardo DiCaprio Best Actor, Brie Larson Best Actress, Alicia Vikander Best Supporting Actress, Best Supporting Actor is going to be Sylvester Stallone because it's sentimental thing. And Best Director is the director of The Revenant. And that's it. Let's play the game.
And Neil has spoken.
Yep. Sweet.
It is time for Warm It Up, Chris. Warm it up, Chris! Here's how this is going to work. Have you guys all heard of Troy McClure from The Simpsons?
Yes.
I'm Troy McClure.
You may remember me from such movies as...
Exactly.
You might remember me from such fascinating infomercials as lead paint. Tasty, but deadly.
Troy McClure is a fictional character who starred in fictional movies. I have a list of 10 movies. 5 of them are Troy McClure movies, and 5 of them are real movies.
Okay.
Your job is to tell me if you think it's a real movie or a Troy McClure movie. Okay. We're going to go around the room. Here we go. Joanna, Tender Lovin' Newark.
No.
Is this a Troy McClure movie or a real movie?
Oh, it's a Troy McClure movie.
Troy McClure movie is correct.
Oh, thank God I got one right.
All right.
So excited.
Kyle and
Yay.
Jonathan.
That's my teammate, man. I'm telling you.
Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Oh, this is an easy one. Kyle and I are very big Mystery Science Theater 3000 fans, so we know that this is a real movie.
This is a real movie. Well done. Neil, Rat Fink Abubu.
Real movie.
It is a real movie.
Wow.
Well done. All right. Joanna, Son of Sanford and Son.
Oh, that's funny.
I do know the answer to this.
Oh, spell it. Tell me.
No, he can't share.
Why not? We're all friends here. Son of Sanford and Son, yes, it's a real movie.
It is a Troy McClure movie.
Oh, boo.
Kyle and Jonathan. Okay, so I'm going to start saying Kyle because that's the only name that's popped up underneath your screen.
That's
okay.
Fine.
Alien Nose Job.
I'm going to say that is a Troy McClure movie.
Hi.
Jonathan, if you want to...
You may remember me from such films as Alien Nose Job.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That is absolutely correct. It is a Troy McClure movie.
Yeah.
Neil, Jesse James Meets Frankenstein's Daughter.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from such...
You got to do the voice, right?
Frankenstein, the late Phil Hartman, man. He was great. I'm going with real movie.
It is a... real movie. Right. All right, Joanna. Hitler does not live here anymore. Real movie or Troy McClure movie?
Can I help my teammates?
You cannot.
Please help your
people.
Are in opposition at the moment.
Okay.
Oh, we are?
Yes, you're
That's
not teammates
so
right
wrong.
Now.
It's warm up.
Okay,
warm up.
Hitler does not live here anymore. I'll say it's a real movie.
It is a Troy McClure movie.
Oh, I told you I was bad at this.
Kyle and Jonathan?
Mm-hmm.
Muppets Go Medieval.
Did they? The Muppets went. They went to space, right? Muppets were in space at some point.
Well, they definitely went to Manhattan.
They definitely
that.
Went to Manhattan.
No, they took Manhattan. They went hardcore on Manhattan.
Look, I don't know that
you don't take a Manhattan. You leave a Manhattan.
You drink a Manhattan.
Yeah.
I don't know that they ever went medieval though.
I don't think they. Ever
I'm
going
to say Troy McClure.
It is a Troy McClure movie.
Yes.
Well done. All right, Neil. I dismember Mama.
It's
a real movie.
I think so.
It's a real movie.
Yeah.
All right, Joanna, you have the last one.
Oh, thanks.
I don't know if you've been keeping count. The Ghost in the Invisible Bikini. I would have liked that movie as a teenager, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I bet. I'm going to say that it's not a real movie.
It is a real movie.
Oh,
real
see? Movie. Now, if you know I'm not cheating.
There you go. That's
see?
Right.
You're not cheating
this
on the warm-up.
This is the honesty test.
There you go.
All right. Hey, before we get started, I do want to give a shout out to one of our warheads. I want to say thank you to Russ Friedwald. Russ Friedwald does a workshop up in Illinois called Trivia Workshop, and he produced a lot of the questions that I'm going to be using for this show.
Thanks, Russ.
So Russ did me a big favor by sending me a lot of these questions.
So now I could work in conjunction with Joanna. We could confer and talk. And, oh, good.
Neil and Joanna are the movie critics team. Kyle and Jonathan are the shark droppers team. Okay, here we go. Round one, question one. Category is pairings. Of the four films starring Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, which was released first?
Oh, boy. Jonathan's pointing to the answer that I see him written down. That was going to be the one that's the one that first came to my head.
Okay.
So we're going to lock in.
You want to circle it?
Yeah.
All right.
Locked in.
Okay, so now I could talk openly with
Joanna. Yep, Neil and Joanna, tell me, work it
Joanna,
out.
Joanna, what do you think? Because I have a distinct answer.
Go ahead, what?
I think it's when Tom Hanks.
No. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Yeah, you're thinking Billy Crystal.
No.
I want to help him.
Different group.
This is
we
why
can
it's
take
good
all the help we can get. It's not a problem.
Okay, so what are you thinking, Joanna?
Okay, hold on. So I know they did...
Yeah, they did You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail, but that was later.
Right. They did Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle was, I think, the second one, maybe?
Okay, and Joe versus the Volcano was one of
them. Oh, no, that was the second one. Hold on.
That's the second
Hold
one.
Hold on. I'm thinking. It wasn't Volunteers. It wasn't...
No, Volunteers is where he met
his wife.
Peter Wilson.
Right. Hold on.
Right. Joe versus the Volcano was made in response to the success of the first one. Whatever that first one was. It might have been Sleepless in Seattle, but I can't think of the fourth movie. It was Joe versus the Volcano, Sleepless in Seattle. You've Got Mail was the last one. What is the other movie?
Was it
– You guys have about 30 seconds.
God, you guys.
I say if we can't come up with the other one, we go with Sleepless in Seattle. But
Joe versus the Volcano was the second one, right?
Let's go with Sleepless in Seattle. I can't think of the fourth one.
All right. You're going with Sleepless in Seattle?
All right. Sure. Why not?
All right.
Sleepless in Seattle. Kyle and Jonathan, what did you say?
We are going with Sleepless in Seattle.
Correct answer is Joe versus the Volcano.
That was the first one.
1990.
Okay.
Here we go. 0 points for both teams on the first question.
Well, thank God we're tied.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Question two. The category is horror. The Japanese horror film Ju-on was remade in 2004 as what American movie starring Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I will repeat that.
I see the... Oh, man.
I'll repeat it while you guys are thinking. The Japanese horror film Ju-on was remade in 2004 as what American movie starring Sarah Michelle Gellar?
I'm not familiar with the Jewish-themed Japanese film, Ju-on.
The sequel, Ju-off. Well, yes, the sequel was Ju-off.
Bar Mitzvah On was the second one. I know that.
It's right there. Ju-on. I see it.
I know that they remade this movie.
Yeah, but it's not that.
All right, well, what do you want to put?
You guys do have about 30 seconds now.
I know it's not right, but I can't. I don't have another guess. That's the thing.
Okay. All right. It is circled and locked in.
Circled.
All right. Neil and Joanna. Joanna, you say you know it.
I think so.
What do you think it is?
The Grudge.
Neil, are you going to go with your partner, or are you going to argue with her?
I'm bowing to the knowledge of my esteemed teammate.
I know that she's right.
All right. So we have The Grudge from the movie critics. Right. Kyle and Jonathan, what did you say?
Let the right one in.
Let the right one in?
That's what we did.
We let the wrong one in.
Oh. The correct answer is The Grudge.
Yeah, Joanna. All right.
I could see the little creepy kid. I could see the creepy kid.
Let the Right One In is a really good movie, though.
That was remade from the Swedish film, though, right?
Very good, Joanna.
My head's not in the right place. The gears need to start turning.
I tried to warm you up.
I interviewed her for the movie. That's why I remember.
Wow.
By the way, on my show, Sitting Around Talking Movies, lots of celebrity interviews with the biggest names in Hollywood. Just throwing that in as a plug. Continue.
Speaking of the biggest names in Hollywood, Category 3, Oscar winners.
Here we go.
This is where we go. This is our.
Oh, this is your wheelhouse?
Oh, this is your thing?
Okay. Here we go.
Probably, I don't know.
The first of Daniel Day-Lewis's three Best Actor Oscars was for his role in what 1988 movie based on a memoir by Christy Brown?
That's so easy.
It is a first-round question. They're all supposed to be relatively easy.
Don't show off, Neil. He's going to make them harder if you do.
I'm sure Joanna knows this.
I do know this.
I think we all know
this. We have a circle. Okay, Neil and Joanna, movie critics, what are you saying?
Tell them, Joanna. We all know what it is. Together, one, two, three.
My left foot.
Yeah, my left foot.
You guys had my left foot?
Yeah, that's why we –
All right. You are absolutely correct. All right. After the first round, it is 20 to 10 in favor of the movie critics.
Oh, my goodness.
Who saw that one coming?
Don't worry, guys. The questions are getting tougher. I'm sweating here.
All right. Going into round two, category one is The Godfather.
Okay.
My fave.
Which character in The Godfather trilogy was killed at a toll plaza?
You need first and last name.
I do need first and last name.
Damn it.
You shouldn't have asked.
Tell me when you want us to answer the question.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I think then, do they have the answer locked in yet?
For the people listening at home, I see feet right now. I'm just saying, I see a giant foot.
I see feet too.
Yeah, that's
his left foot.
Godfather trilogy.
See, that's what you get for being under 30.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have
right?
gotten this.
It's like the greatest movie. I mean, it's
here's an atom bomb. I'm just going to drop. I've never seen The Godfather.
So. Oh.
Oh, no.
God, I'm so upset.
Here's Nagasaki. Neither have I.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, my God. Guys, you have to. Promise me. Promise me. You will go bananas. It is so great.
Okay.
So is Godfather 2, by the way.
The Shark Droppers, you're locked in?
We're locked in.
And okay, so Joanna and Neil.
Yeah, it's a Sonny Corleone. My boy. What have they done to my boy?
Sonny Corleone.
The actor, by the way, James Caan.
Yeah, that's correct.
Shark Droppers, what did we say?
We went with Detective James Keyes, star of Shark Droppers' own Double Up You Hurt.
Yes, well, that is close.
You can find him on sharkdropper.com.
I provide the voice for him.
Okay.
Legitimately?
I can't believe that Joanna and I are actually competitively playing trivia, movie trivia, against two guys who've never seen the greatest movie ever made. It's just
the greatest movie ever made.
Mr. Rosen.
That's insane.
We've seen Citizen Kane. We're all right.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. You guys are kiss-ups. That's what you are. All right. Question two. Urban Legends is your category. What popular album is said to line up in perfect harmony with the movie The Wizard of Oz?
Locked in. Yeah, I'm going to lock in.
Whoa, write it down.
I know the answer. Do you know it, Joanna?
Ladder, honey. You can have it. Yeah.
You're good?
Locked in?
All right, Neil, what do you got?
The answer is Dark Side of the Moon.
Pink Floyd.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
When they get to Oz, that's when you hear money.
Money.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done. The correct answer is The Dark Side of the Moon. You guys are picking up the pace now. We got some right answers flowing. Movie critics have got four in a row right. Plenty of time, though.
Shocker.
All right. Round two, question three. Category is voices. Who is the only actor or actress to have a part in every feature film by Pixar to date?
Joanna?
Give me a hint.
No, don't give him a hint. Don't give her a hint yet.
No, they're still writing.
Well, they're writing. Tell them when they're locked in. I'll give you a hint.
We're circled.
You're circled. Okay. Go ahead, Neil.
All right, Joanna. The guy's first name is John, and he was on Cheers. It's John Ratzenberger.
John Ratzenberger.
Ratzenberger.
Correct answer is John Ratzenberger.
What? Of course it was.
All right. After two rounds, the movie critics have 50. Shark droppers have 30. Still anyone's game. Round 3, category 1, humble beginnings. Before hitting the big time as Scotty in Star Trek, Simon Pegg wrote and starred in this 2004 movie.
Oh, yeah. We're locked in.
Yes. Locked.
Beautiful. All right, Neil and Joanna, I'll read it again. Before hitting the big time as Scotty in Star Trek, Simon Pegg wrote and starred in this 2004 movie.
Again, what do you think?
I know what it is.
What are you thinking?
It's the Shaun of the Dead.
That's what I was going to say. Shaun of the Dead. That's exactly what I was
going to say. So that's our answer.
We went with Shaun of the Dead as well.
Shaun of the Dead is correct.
Okay. First of the Blood and Ice Cream series.
All right, question 2. Category is science fiction.
Oh, they're going to kick our butt on this.
Okay, all right. Okay, guys, this
Star Wars,
is yours.
Locked in.
Well, speaking of Star Wars, what is the name of George Lucas's directorial debut?
Oh, and I know that.
Yeah, you're right so far. Jonathan, I want to say...
What is this part?
Something like that. Yeah. Or that sounds right, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
That's the first thing that comes to my head.
You want to go? You want to do that?
Yeah, that's all I can think of, yeah.
All right, have you circled it? Beautiful. Neil and Joanna, George Lucas's directorial debut.
Is this a feature or...
Look at my partner.
To the best of my knowledge, this is a feature.
Oh, all right. The first feature I know.
Okay. It's THX.
THX.
Well, what's the number?
God.
Well, it's THX something something. It's three-digit number.
No. I think it's longer.
It's like THX 182 or something.
Yeah, this is where we were having problems.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, right. Godfather, what?
I think it's THX 182?
187. Yo, yo, yo.
Do I have to get the number right?
Oh, you absolutely have to get the whole name of the movie right.
And we all know it's THX something. I'm telling you it's a 3.
There's a 3. And there's an 8. There's an 8.
382?
It's 1.
83?
I think it ends in an 8. And I think there's a 3. But I thought there was a 4 number. I thought it was 4 digits, but I don't know. So it's THX 1 something 38. And I don't know what it is. I'm close.
You want to do 138?
All right, I guess. I don't know.
Sure. All right.
All right.
Movie critics say THX 138. Shark droppers, what did you say?
We went with THX 138.
Wow.
Oh, you did? Oh, how
that's incredible. I've never before seen two people get such a precise wrong answer together.
Yeah. We could show you the paper just to make sure. Like,
it was the first number that came to mind.
The correct answer. THX 1138.
Oh, my God.
1138, my friends.
It didn't seem like it should have been three numbers.
You both had it in there. You were both right there. You knew it.
Yeah.
You just couldn't get it. All right.
Oh, well.
So close.
Question 3. You're going to love this. Well, I hope you love this category name. It's my favorite category of the night.
Okay.
Category name is, I've had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
Yeah. Okay.
I have an idea of where this is going.
Sometimes the television edits of television shows can be unintentionally comedic. Tell me. In what movie edited for TV would you hear Alan Ruck shouting over the phone, "Pardon my French, but you're an aardvark"? In what movie would you hear Alan Ruck shouting over the phone, "Pardon my French, but you're an aardvark"?
This is not where I thought you were going with this. Could you give me the quote one more time?
Absolutely. Alan Ruck says, "Pardon my French, but you're an aardvark."
He's yelling it over the phone?
Over the phone. Yes, he is.
Yeah. Pardon my French, but you're an aardvark. I know.
Is that an Alan Ruck impersonation?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know who the hell Alan Ruck is.
God.
I don't know. I want to put something like this. Like, and I have no idea why I want to put that. It just seems like that's something that would be said in that movie.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
That's honestly just a shot in the dark.
Well, it's better than what I got, THX-138. So,
all right, we'll lock in with that.
All right, you have it written down. Yeah. Joanna and Neil.
Joanna.
Do you have any idea?
Well, I was going with either Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That's what I think.
Or Biloxi Blues. But I don't think he's going to hit us with a Biloxi Blues.
Biloxi
thing.
Blues wouldn't have that, I don't think.
Yeah, it's Neil Simon. It wouldn't have
that. Yeah, he doesn't do that stuff.
Yeah, so let's go with Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Unless you've got another Alan Ruck movie that you could think of.
There are a million of them. Alan Ruck, by the way, is one of those guys that you look at and go, oh, him. And you kind of don't know his name.
Let's go with Ferris Bueller.
Let's go with Ferris Bueller.
All right, we're going with Ferris Bueller.
All right, Shark Droppers, what do we have?
I just wrote down Death of a Salesman because I don't know.
Alan Ruck played Cameron in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, man.
And that is exactly what he said when he was yelling over the telephone.
There you go.
Except he didn't say aardvark.
Didn't say that. Yeah. Well,
Jonathan, excuse my French, but you're being an aardvark right now. So.
Next question.
Actually, the next question is the midpoint. Going into the midpoint, the movie critics are winning 70-40.
Gotta make up some ground here.
That's as long as you haven't been doubled up by the end, you have a chance. Let's just say that. Okay, your midpoint question. Category is OGs. Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro have appeared in 6 films together. I will give you 3 points for each of these films that you can name, and a 2-point bonus if you get them all right.
Ooh.
So if you get them all right, it's worth 20 points. But for every one you get, it's worth 3.
Okay. While they're
doing
this,
with these two here?
Joanna, since we can't give them any clues, how many can you think of in your head?
Well, off the top, I think I have 4.
Good. That's more than I got.
Well, you have to represent New York over there, buddy.
I have 3 in my head.
Okay, do you want to just lock in with what I got here?
No. I'm still thinking.
Okay.
I'm still thinking.
Yeah.
Make sure you have 6, otherwise you're not going to get the bonus.
Oh, you have to go for 6?
The correct answer is 6 movies long, so if you don't name 6, there's no way to get it all right.
Okay.
You don't have to go for 6, though. You can just name 4 if you want. You just leave them points on the table.
I'm just like running through Scorsese films right now. Yeah. Is it okay if we get one wrong in the bunch?
Oh, yes. You don't lose any points. So if you want to say The Neverending Story, I'm not going to take points away.
Or, you know, The Godfather. Or something.
Godfather. Well, you gave them.
How would they know?
Right, that's what you just gave them one of the answers, Joanne.
All right, let's go with it.
Yeah, let's go with what I got here.
You got 6?
Yep.
All right, Joanna and Neil, name some movies that Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro have been in together.
Okay, we'll go one-on-one. You give me one, Joanna, I'll give you one. Go ahead.
Raging Bull.
Okay, Goodfellas.
Okay, Once Upon a Time in America.
Okay, Casino.
That's 4 answers so far. You have 2 more answers to give.
2 more, hold on.
I didn't know they were both in Once Upon a Time. I know De Niro was in it.
Everybody was in that movie.
I don't know. I can't think of any other ones.
Oh, wait. There was that one where they were the... Hold on. Oh, it was with Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
The Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd.
Wow.
Hold on.
You really are impressing me. This is
I'm like,
good. Wow.
Jeez,
but that's only, 5?
Yeah, you have one more guess.
Oh, you know what, Neil?
Go ahead.
Wait a minute. De Niro was in A Bronx Tale, right? Because Pesci was in A Bronx Tale.
No, Pesci wasn't in A Bronx Tale. That was De Niro and Chaz Palminteri.
And Palminteri. But
did he make a cameo in it?
I thought he was in it.
All right, let's go with Bronx Tale. Maybe pops up for a minute.
So is that 6?
That was 6.
Okay, that's what we're going with.
All right.
Those are our answers.
Jonathan and Kyle, what did you say?
Okay, well, let's go with the ones we know for sure. We know Goodfellas. We know Raging Bull. And we know Casino.
Okay.
For sure. Our wild cards.
Oh, yeah. This is where it gets fun.
3 wild cards.
We had Taxi Driver.
No.
We didn't know if, you know, maybe Pesci.
Hey, I'm the one who says if things are right or wrong over here, Neil.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Meet the Parents and Joanna, thank you for The Godfather.
The Godfather.
I'm here to serve. What can
I say? Star Wars.
Yeah.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, don't thank her. Here are the correct answers. Correct answers are Raging Bull, Once Upon a Time in America, Goodfellas, Casino, The Good Shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
And A Bronx Tale.
Oh, my God.
They got all six.
Oh. Mm.
Wow.
Shark Droppers, you got three for 9 points.
Go us.
Wow.
Woohoo.
Ooh.
Yeah, Shark Dropper.
Yeah.
After the midpoint.
You know what? I have to say, Neil and I have interviewed these guys for all of these movies.
Yeah, we did all
so this is really kind of going back. Yeah, I know. But you know what? So it's kind of going back in our own, like, it's not just that we're insane.
No. It's all right, Joanna.
You don't have that to, false humility there.
Wow.
Our egos are big enough. Don't worry about it.
Well, mine isn't. Neil, on the other hand, with his 95 Emmys and his 45 Tony Awards.
About Neil.
Oh, you've won Tony Awards, too. I didn't know you were a singer-dancer.
That's for the next show. He's being modest.
And before we move on to the fourth round, we're going to pause here for a word from our maybe sponsors. As you guys know, there may be a sponsor or there may not. But if there is, you'll hear an advertisement right here. All right, after the midpoint, the movie critics are winning 90 to 49.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, round four, question one. Disney is the category. Question is, name the Disney film based on the following tagline. The flower that blooms in adversity is the most rare and beautiful of all.
Yeesh.
Name the Disney film based on the following tagline. The flower that blooms in adversity is the most rare and beautiful of all.
Rare. This is
the flower that blooms in adversity.
Yes.
Is the toughest flower of them all?
Sure.
Now, like what is it?
Is the most rare and beautiful.
See, that doesn't give anything away because, like, what character doesn't face adversity?
Yeah, well, that's true.
So that doesn't.
Right.
I don't know if that fits that.
Whoa. Maybe it does. Well, this is my best case.
Yeah, I don't think that's I don't think that's right. Or shoot, yeah, maybe. I mean, I have no idea because I've never seen this one.
Right.
So that it makes sense. Like, I feel like I've seen enough of the Disney flicks to know, like, what maybe, like, have at least an idea of what the taglines are, except for this one. But I think I like your line of thinking for yours.
10 seconds, gentlemen.
So I.
This one or that one?
I say let's go with that one. That fits the tagline more than anything.
Locked in.
We're locked in.
Locked in. All
right.
Let's
talk, Joanna.
Neil and Joanna.
All right. This is a wild guess.
Okay.
Mulan.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Maybe it's something somebody that's ugly or something and is not appreciated, but really.
That's what Mulan was. And it sounds so. The language sounds so bizarre. You know,
I was thinking more like who was ugly in a Disney cartoon that was like ostracized for being ugly, like Dumbo, maybe, or
yeah, but it wasn't Dumbo.
No, but is there like an like?
Well, most of them, when you think about it, most of them.
It wasn't Lion King. I'll tell you that much.
Okay,
it wasn't Little Mermaid.
Be hilarious if it was.
It wasn't.
It's my favorite thing.
Maybe Beauty and the Beast. The Beast was. That's more about Belle.
He didn't talk like that. The language. I'm hooked on this.
That does sound kind of Asian. The flower that blooms.
Yeah, that's why
it sounds like a fortune cookie. Or something. All right, fine. Let's go with Mulan.
Let's go with Mulan.
All right.
Oh God, I'm nervous.
Jonathan and Kyle, what did you write down? Or what do you want to say about it first?
Like the whole like what Joanne and Neil were going or Joanna and Neil were doing, like the Beauty and the Beast, who was ostracized. We were kind of thinking like, okay, Hunchback of Notre Dame, Beauty and the Beast.
That Hunchback, that would have been
yeah. But like again, the language wasn't there. And then Kyle wrote down here, which is not our answer, Frozen. And then he said, well, you know, I've never seen this one, but maybe it works. And I'm like, well, screw that. Let's not do that. The only one that we can come up with.
The only thing that we could fit the glass slipper on.
The one and only OG Cinderella.
Cinderella.
The correct answer is Mulan.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
And what's awesome about that in my mind.
I want to see those answers circled on a piece of paper.
I know, Joanna, you're doing pretty well over here for not having a camera on you.
But it was
saying.
The language. Because the language is kind of.
I'm wondering,
Stilted.
No camera, she's my teammate.
You know what's awesome, though? That is exactly the reason I chose the question. The clue in the question is the language.
Yeah,
language. It is written like a Chinese proverb.
That's what I said, like a fortune cookie, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done.
Wow.
Okay.
I am a little proud, I must say.
Brad, I'm like saluting you. I wish you were on camera because he's thinking you're cheating.
No, I didn't say that. I know she's cheating.
Around that here, it ain't me.
It's me.
Okay. Round four, question two. Category is lawyer up. What 1974 comedy ran into some legal trouble when Hedy Lamarr threatened to sue over a character's name?
We're going to lock in with this.
All right. The Shark Droppers say they know it.
I know it.
Good. What is it?
Blazing Saddles.
Okay. Yeah.
Shark Droppers, what do you think?
A black sheriff.
Yeah, you're right.
We went with Blazing Saddles.
That's Headley. The correct answer is Blazing Saddles.
Yes.
Finally.
Yes.
Finally. One right.
Don't call it a comeback.
I always think of Blazing Saddles with a different scene. I don't know why.
Which scene do you think of?
Involving baked beans, I think.
Yes, involving the beans.
More beans, Mr. Taggart? That is truthfully, you guys talk about best movies of all time.
Yeah.
That's in my top five favorite movies, without a doubt. I love Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, who doesn't like that movie?
It's fantastic.
One of my favorite fourth wall breaks, too.
Yeah, that Dom DeLuise. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Anyway. Question three. Category is breakouts. What 1988 romantic comedy was not only the breakout movie for Julia Roberts, but was also the film debut of Matt Damon?
Neil, we're good.
Oh, wow.
I know it too.
Joanna's fingers are getting faster.
Oh, stop. I'll tell you why I know this one. There's an important reason why I know this one.
You said 1988, correct?
I did say 1988.
I bet you, I even know why you know this.
You said comedy, right?
I said romantic comedy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then that works.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
You're locked in?
We're going to lock on in.
All right. Joanna, you say you know it, and you'll tell me why.
Mystic Pizza.
That is absolutely correct. And I bet you know it because you've been to Mystic, Connecticut, and you've been to Mystic Pizza. Is that where
I grew up two towns over, and I went to Mystic Pizza before I bet you these, even in the movie.
And I bet you these guys wrote down Pretty Woman.
Oh, that's just not fair.
Yeah, I was born in 1987. No, I wrote down Pretty Woman, okay? What do you want from me?
This is the one time when age pays off.
Did you?
The only time.
What did you write down? Was it Pretty Woman?
Pretty Woman.
Oh, you did? Oh, guys.
Come on, where's the Force Awakens questions?
Yeah, really?
No, there's no Force Awakens questions here.
The general knowledge.
Actually, if any of you guys listen to our movie episode, you'll hear that most of us didn't care very much for the Force Awakens.
Yeah, we did listen to that one, actually.
It was better than those three previous ones, though. I will say, but
it's like saying one turd stinks a little bit less than the other turds. All right, after the fourth round, Shark Dropper Studios has 59 points. The movie critics have 110 points. You know, it's almost like they do this for a living, isn't it, guys?
Yeah,
almost. You would think that, like, they have an Emmy award or something.
Round five, question one. Category is movie plots. I'm going to read to you the IMDb summary of a movie, and you need to name it. I will give you a hint. This movie is in IMDb's top 50 greatest movies of all time. Here's how they summarize it. When two musicians witness a mob hit, they flee the state in an all-female band disguised as women, but further complications set in.
Locked in. Let me write it down.
Well, Jonathan's going to write it down. He's pointing out the answer.
Wow.
I should have asked him who the director of the film was.
You want me to write that one down, too?
Oh, wow.
This is my favorite comedy of all time.
Is it really?
It's my daughter's favorite comedy of all time.
Now, I've never seen this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like Godfather.
You know it, right, Joanna?
Some Like It Hot.
But I'm so proud of you guys.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Billy Wilder, Sunset Boulevard.
Yes, that's right. Sunset Boulevard's a great film. Yes, we all know it's Some Like It Hot, Jonas. Yeah.
All right. Some Like It Hot, Billy Wilder. Very nice.
Very good.
All right. That was a lot easier than I intended it for it to be.
These guys know they're Billy Wilder.
Okay, that's here we go.
Watch Double Indemnity one day.
That's what our character is based off of in Doppelganger Hurt.
Yeah. Okay.
Question two, category is villains. On AFI's Top 100 Movie Villains list, you will find an animated character and an artificial intelligence in the top 15. Name one for full credit or both for 5 bonus points.
One is animated, one is AI.
That's correct.
Name both for extra credit.
Yes.
Okay, the one I got right away.
Let me see it. Where?
Right there.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
But then we need the other
animated
one.
Animated movie. That's the only thing I could think of.
Do you want to lock in with that?
Yeah.
Let's lock in.
Let's lock in with that.
All right. We have it written down.
Locked in.
Joanna and Neil. Oh, by the way, before you lock in, I do want to say the names need to be pretty specific.
Yeah. Okay.
Like if there's.
Don't give it away, Duncan.
All right.
Let's go.
I'm just trying to be specific.
Okay. So you want to take it first? Because I got. Go ahead.
All right. So wait a minute. Just say the question again.
On AFI's top 100 movie villains list, you will find an animated character and an artificial intelligence within the top 15.
An artificial.
Name one for full credit or both for 5 bonus points.
Oh, of course.
Right. So the artificial intelligence
is HAL.
Is HAL, the computer from 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Right.
The bonus one, the bonus thing, I'm thinking that it's the Snow White. It's the witch in Snow White. It's the animated one, the one who makes her eat the apple. But I don't. Other than saying
that would be the queen.
The queen, yes, the queen. Yeah, that's why she's iconic.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Give me some other animated. Could be Pixar, which is computer animated, but they don't really have villains.
But they don't have villains.
No, they don't have villains.
They just make you cry.
Yeah, I know. Let's see.
They really do.
Well, what about Cruella De Vil?
Oh, Cruella De Vil. That's a good one.
But Cruella I don't think she's as famous, really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the movie isn't as famous as Snow White.
So let's see. Do we want?
I think we should go with the Queen because that's probably more famous.
Okay, so we're going with HAL and the Queen.
Okay, your answers are HAL and the Queen. Shark Droppers, what do we have?
We're going with HAL 9000 and Maleficent. Ah.
Which is the Queen from Sleeping Beauty.
You both get 10 points.
Oh, we are just the best.
The answers are the Queen from Snow White and HAL 9000.
So do we get credit because we just said HAL?
No, you do not. I said be very – there was a reason I was saying be very specific.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Good work, guys.
Her name is the Queen from Sleeping Beauty?
It's literally the Queen. That's how she's credited.
That's who we were thinking.
But we thought that.
But you finished the statement by saying Sleeping Beauty.
Right.
So, that was 10 points for both. Good job. Question 3. Category is musicals. The Wiz.
Kyle, you know this one.
The Wiz Live featured what female entertainer in the title role? A part played by Richard Pryor in the 1978 film.
Now that's not fair because that's a television. That's not a movie. That's a TV show.
And?
But you have Emmys, so it's okay.
Right.
So wait a minute. This was the one they just did?
The Wiz. You want to know who played?
Okay. Now, yeah, go ahead and say that again now.
I'll read the question again. The Wiz Live featured what female entertainer in the title role? A part played by Richard Pryor in the 1978 film.
Oh.
See, Neil, there's a real movie in there. The 1978 film.
I know, The Wiz Live. I did not see The Wiz Live. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, I think I know, but I'm not sure.
I know this. Oh, my God. Yes, okay. I got it.
It's funny. It's fun to watch somebody have an epiphany.
Yes.
Are we locked in?
We are locked in.
Nice. All right. Joanna and Neil.
Neil, I think it's Queen Latifah.
As Dorothy?
No, there's the Wiz, the title character.
Oh, the title character. Okay.
Dorothy was this young girl, and that couldn't have been Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor wasn't Dorothy.
Richard Pryor, right.
Queen Latifah could play Dorothy.
Could have done anything.
Don't knock on Queen Latifah like that.
I have no idea. I bow to you. Fine.
All right, I'm going with Queen Latifah.
We're going with Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah. Okay. Shark Droppers, what did you say?
Shark Dropper is unanimously picking Queen Latifah.
The correct answer is Queen Latifah.
Yes.
Guys.
We just had a round where everybody swept the round.
Wow.
Both teams got every question right in that round. The new score is 140 to 89. All right, round six. First category is bad press. What Saving Private Ryan actor was in the news in 2003 for his conviction in the assault and battery of girlfriend and former Hollywood madam Heidi Fleiss?
Oh, no, don't worry.
Tell me you got it.
Yes,
nope. Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Kyle. Yes.
You've written it down. I'm going to read it again. You guys let me know if you're sure after I've read it again, okay?
We're locked in.
Do you know?
Here we go. Yeah. Let me read it for you guys.
Good for you.
This is where we come back.
What Saving Private Ryan actor was in the news in 2003 for his conviction in the assault and battery of girlfriend and former Hollywood madam Heidi Fleiss?
Oh, I know who it is. I do know who it is. Yes.
No, you don't. No, you don't, Neil.
I know who it is.
Let us have it.
Remember, right, I told you, here's my
cue. Well, they've locked in. You could talk.
So, what are you thinking, Joanna? You thinking Charlie Sheen?
No.
What are you thinking?
Tom Sizemore.
Tom Sizemore. That's right. It was Tom Sizemore. Tom Sizemore. You're absolutely right. Tom Sizemore.
Shark Droppers.
Shark Dropper Crew.
Yep. Tom Sizemore.
Well done.
Oh, great minds, guys.
That was one of the hardest questions of the night, by the way, and both of you got it. Okay, here we go. Round six, question two. This is a tri-bond. I'm going to name three movies. You need to tell me which actor or actress appeared in all three.
Okay.
Here we go. The movies are Platoon, Species, and Phone Booth. Platoon, Species, and Phone Booth. Which actress or actor appeared in all three?
Beats me. I could tell you actors in all those movies and actresses, but you said actor or actress, right?
I did say actor or actress. It could be either, but it's not both, because that would be weird.
Not anymore.
You know what? We're going to end up with a new category someday. Do you realize that? The award for best transgender actress is...
We had some intense discussion.
Did we negotiate an answer?
We negotiated an answer. We're going to lock it in.
All right. So, Joanna and Neil... The movies were Platoon, Species, and Phone Booth.
Okay, so Platoon, Joanna had. Do you know the answer to this?
No, God, no.
Okay, so Platoon had 1 million people in it.
Yeah.
Phone Booth was Colin Farrell. Who was in Species? I mean, obviously, it was somebody that wasn't starring in the thing because Colin Farrell didn't star in Platoon. His first movie was Tigerland.
The only people I can remember who were supporting in there was like Kevin Dillon.
Kevin Dillon is interesting. Who was the voice in the phone booth that Colin Farrell kept talking to?
Oh, was that?
Was it Michael Douglas?
No. Oh, yes, that was Michael Douglas.
Wasn't
Kiefer Sutherland and?
Oh yeah, Kiefer Sutherland. What was your first thought? Who did you say the first one?
Kevin Dillon.
And then Kevin Dillon, and what was your last one? You said was
Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Because they were sort of both at that.
Kiefer Sutherland in Platoon, and then Kevin.
Sounds
Dillon.
Exactly like, yeah, our, like conversation.
Our conversation.
Oh, this is really tough.
You pick it. Kiefer Sutherland to Kevin Dillon. You pick it, Joanna.
Hey,
go with Kiefer Sutherland. Go with Kiefer Sutherland.
All right, I'm putting the ball in your hand.
Fine, Kiefer Sutherland.
Okay.
Okay, so we basically had the same kind of problem. We tried to work backwards from Phone Booth.
We're
like, who is the guy talking to Colin Farrell? We know it can't be Colin Farrell because he's not in Platoon.
Right, and we don't remember Kiefer Sutherland in Species anywhere.
Yeah.
We can't remember if he was in Platoon, but again, Platoon had everybody in it. So we kept coming back to one person that is probably in almost every movie ever. Forrest Whitaker?
So what was your answer?
Forrest Whitaker.
All right. So it was Forrest Whitaker for Shark Droppers. It was Kiefer Sullivan.
Yeah.
I can't say his name. Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland. Man, yeah, he is literally the hardest name to pronounce in the world. Yeah. The correct answer, Forrest Whitaker.
Oh! Yes! Oh! Good for you guys. Nice work.
That was outstanding.
You gave us a face like we were.
Oh, I know.
Oh man.
I love teasing you guys.
That's great.
All right. Question three, category is fiction about fiction. What 1999 comedy featuring Heather Graham is the story of the making of the fictional movie Chubby Rain. What 1999 comedy featuring Heather Graham is the story of the making of the fictional movie Chubby Rain?
You know it, Neil?
I'm only coming up with one thing.
For those of you listening at home, the shark droppers are looking up at the sky, reminiscent of JD from Scrubs. They're kind of just staring off into space, hoping an answer floats by.
I'm doing the same thing, by the way.
Oh, who are you kidding? You're over there punching buttons.
No, I think I do. I didn't remember the name of the movie, but I think I know what it is.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because of the date of the movie.
All right.
All right. What are you thinking?
This is the only thing that was made in that time with her in it.
Yeah.
Locked in.
All right. Neil and Joanna, what are you thinking?
Talk to me, Joanna.
It was the movie with Steve Martin and Eddie Murphy, and they were making like a terrible movie, and I think it was
Bowfinger.
Yeah, oh. Bowfinger.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with Bowfinger.
Let's go with Bowfinger.
Kyle, you had a reaction when they said Bowfinger. It was kind of like shoot me now, I want to die.
I was like, you're going through the entire catalog.
Yes.
Of Heather Graham movies. There was a mental block. We couldn't think of it. Chubby Rain was what I kept coming back. I'm like, Chubby Rain, where would that come from? But and now that she says it, of course it's an Eddie Murphy movie. We put Almost Famous, but
oh, that's what you put?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought for sure you were putting Boogie Nights.
Yeah, I thought you were too.
When you said the year and Chubby Rain, I thought Boogie Nights was the obvious wrong answer.
That's not a comedy.
You know what the correct answer is, though?
It's not Bowfinger.
It's Bowfinger.
Yeah.
Nice job.
She said,
it was that beautifully crafted clue. That's what did it.
You guys have got a great score. Here we go.
That was a great joint effort. Joanna couldn't think of the name of the movie, but she gave me the clues that I wouldn't have come up with the movie without those clues.
What a team.
That was great teamwork.
So now,
great teamwork.
It feels like the movie critics have been dominating. The scoreboard says the movie critics have 160 points. Which is a very high score, by the way. And the Shark Droppers have 109 points, which is a respectable score. That's typically where our average falls. But with the final question, anything can happen. Uh-oh. Each team can wager up to their full number of points. So 160 can become 0, and 109 can become 218. It's still anybody's ballgame. The category is worldwide box office. So Shark Dropper Network Studios group of people, you write down your wager first.
We're good.
Here we go. I've got a list of the top 5 highest grossing film franchises of all time at the worldwide box office.
Okay.
I need you to name 4 of them. Please note that franchise is a loose term in this case for a connection between films. For example, on this list, the Superman franchise includes both the original Christopher Reeves movies as well as Superman Returns and The Man of Steel.
Franchises worldwide.
Worldwide, I have the top 5 highest grossing franchises.
Okay.
Because I can bet you these are all movies that I'm not interested in.
All right, Joanna. So I think James Bond has got to be in there. I mean, it's 25.
I think it's got to be. Yeah, got to be.
It's international. I mean, it's 25 movies, 24 movies since 1960, early 1960s. Mm-hmm. All right. We got to go with Star Wars. Right. It's got to be. Especially with this new couple of $1 billion that they just raked in for this latest one. Okay.
Right.
So we go with Harry Potter. Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
Both. Now, wait a minute. Didn't you say, Jonathan,
Lord of the Rings that it's Hobbit, right?
Just a group of movies? It's not necessarily like one character or whatever, right?
Well, since it's all Tolkien, would the Hobbit be included in the Lord of the Rings thing?
In this case, based on what I can see, the Hobbit would be considered its own series, and the Lord of the Rings would be considered its own series.
Oh, all right.
Okay. These stats come
from. So then how would that work for like the Marvel movies?
Marvel's franchise, quote unquote, is a consistent storyline throughout movies. That's why it's considered a franchise. So it's the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That doesn't count the crappy Fantastic Four movies that are unrelated.
Right, all the
that
Sony
doesn't
franchises.
Count the early Spider-Man stuff that was earlier. Spider-Man's its own franchise. The X-Men right. movies are not part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
The X-Men movies are not.
They're not.
Oh, they're not?
It's all right. The Marvel Cinematic Universe is a group of movies that are all focusing on a single threaded storyline among multiple movies.
Right. Okay, so what are you thinking, Joanne? Okay, so we're definitely going with Bond. We definitely know it's Star Wars.
Right.
You sure about Harry Potter?
I think so, yeah.
All right, so do we go with Marvel or do we go with the Lord of the Rings thing? Nah, Lord of the Rings, nah.
I don't think...
Marvel.
You know, the last ones didn't make that much money. So I think Marvel as a...
franchise.
...group, yeah.
Yeah. Are there any other franchises that you could think of? Meet the Parents.
Right. You know, there are weird little ones, like some of the Disney...
Alien.
Or...
The Alien movies. Aliens.
Yeah, but they... You know what? They started... Oh, wait. They started early. They didn't make as much money at the box office because they didn't charge that much then.
Yeah, right.
So,
all right, so we're going with those four. That's what we're going
Let's go with those.
I have no idea which four you mean anymore.
Okay, we're going with James Bond, the 007 series, the Harry Potter series, the Star Wars series, and the Marvel,
The Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Yeah. Marvel Cinematic Universe, yes.
Shark droppers.
You just need four.
I need five. You can only give me four.
We're going to go Lord of the Rings, Marvel, Star Wars, James Bond, and Harry Potter.
Well, you can only give me four.
Oh.
So which one are you cutting out?
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I actually have a list of the top 10, and I'm going to read backwards from number 10.
Okay.
You're going to hear all of the theory or all of the series that you didn't think of. Number 10, Batman. Number 9, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Good.
Wow. Number 8, Transformers.
Oh, God.
Oh, I know. Isn't that terrible? That makes me sick.
That's horrible.
Number 7, The Fast and the Furious.
Ay, ay, ay.
Wow.
Number 6, Spider-Man.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Number 5.
Here we go.
Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yes!
Okay.
Number 4. Star Wars.
Hey.
Number 3.
That'd be number 1, right? Man.
Yeah.
James Bond.
There you go.
Okay.
Number 2, Harry Potter.
Hey. Oh,
there you go.
Number 1,
Marvel.
Marvel Cinematic Universe. All right, Shark Droppers. So, you got it right. You dropped out Harry Potter, which was number 2, but you still managed to get it right. Now, what did you wager?
Desperate times calls for desperate measures. We had 109 points. We bet the bank.
You bet the whole thing?
Whole bank.
Oh, boy.
The whole shebang.
All right. The Shark Droppers finished the movie episode with 218 points, one of the highest scores ever on the show.
Let's hear it.
All right, movie critics.
Yeah, that's right.
Movie critics, you guys were going into this with 160. Did you bet enough is the question. So tell me, Joanna.
No way.
Well, mathematician that I am. That's my second career. We figured out that if we bet 59 points.
You didn't.
That we would get.
No.
Sorry, guys.
Did you get 59?
We won.
Oh,
we
my gosh.
There you go.
No.
59 points to finish with 219.
Oh, man.
The game is over. The movie critics with 219. The Shark Dropper Network with 218. Shark Droppers, how do you feel after getting kind of sideswiped at the end there?
I feel like Schmeagle losing the ring at the end of the Lord of the Rings.
I feel like Han being frozen in carbonite.
You know, maybe Greedo should have shot first.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't feel good right now.
Movie critics, how do you guys feel?
I'm thrilled. It was so much fun.
I'm glad to hear it. Now, so let me make sure everybody knows what your show names are again and where to go to get them. Okay. So Neil, you are with the, Sitting Around Talking Movies podcast. And where can people find that again?
You can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in Sitting Around Talking Movies, or you can go to Sitting Around on your computer. Just type in the URL, Sitting Around Talking Movies / Neil Rosen. And it'll come up that way.
Love it. Good job. Joanna Langfield, where can people find The Movie Minute again?
Okay, The Movie Minute is syndicated all over the place, but you can find it on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find it on iTunes. You can also find it on themovieminute.com, and you can talk to me on Twitter and on Facebook.
Oh, will you respond to people if they ask you questions?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, why not?
And Shark Droppers, where do people find you? You guys do a lot of creative work over there. Where do people find your stuff again?
Well, you can go to www.sharkdropper.com. We make it real simple and easy for you. All of our podcasts are right there on the homepage of sharkdropper.com. We are also on blogtalkradio.com under the networks button. You can see the Shark Dropper Network there. You can follow me on Twitter. I am at KyleWOTB on Twitter. You can follow Jonathan at...
you can follow me on the Amber Alert.
On the Amber Alert text hotline.
But in all seriousness, if you want to follow Shark Dropper as a network and all the great shows that we do, just on Twitter, you can find us at Shark Dropper. And shoot us an email. And we may even put you in one of our shows as a, you know, side character talent. And voice talent. So
very cool. All right, guys. Thank you so much for playing. Once again, the movie critics, Neil and Joanna, win 219 to 218. Good job, guys.
Hey, thanks so much for having us, John. So much fun.
All right. Now, before we get out of here, I do have a Warhead of the Week that I want to announce. The Warhead of the Week this week is Jason Townsend. Now, Jason and I just finished a road trip in Canada not too long ago. We got a lot of time to get to know each other, and we were doing quite a bit of driving, and so I introduced him to the show. He signed up and became a Warhead the same day. So, Jason, I'm thinking about you, man. It was great traveling with you, and you are our Warhead of the Week. That's going to wrap us up for the day, so... thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you once again to our guests, Neil Rosen from Sitting Around Talking Movies, Joanna Langfield from The Movie Minute, and Jonathan Mass and Kyle Appleyard from the Shark Droppers Network. You guys did a great job. I really loved having you on. Guys, go check out their stuff. They do some fantastic work. It is definitely worth checking out. And once again, remember, this is Trivial Warfare, where it's not just trivia, it's war. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
They have an Emmy Award or something.
They have enough. They have enough for both of them to have one. But Neil doesn't share.
No, I don't brag about all my... it's too bad the camera isn't on so I could show you all of my awards.
Oh, you know what? Actually, it's too bad the camera isn't recording because you guys could have seen Jonathan stabbing himself in his neck with his pencil as they were talking about Mystic Pizza.
As Neil gets up to go look to his trophy
Neil
case.
Is going
to
go show us his Emmys.
So, there you go. Okay.
Why is it next to your coffee maker?
Here's another. Here's the other Emmy. It's over here somewhere.
That is shameful.
Let me show you guys the cinnamon room that's been hanging on my wall for the last 10 months.
All right, next question. It's not the coffee maker, but that was funny.
Oh my gosh, room. You made me dizzy.
Excellent. Okay.
All right.
We're back.
Okay. That was the funniest line right there.
It was very good.
All right.